It's a nice win for the Beavers here on the road. Started a little sketchy. Opening drive, Ulysses kicks the field goal. Scott City goes three and out, but then they hold him on three and out. Then it's six straight possessions of scoring after that, and a nice road win for the Beavers.
It was. I mean, coming out and starting a little rough. You always want to start well, especially against tough teams. And I know Ulysses is an 0-4 coming in, but they give you everything they got every week.
I mean, they were down some injuries in the game here tonight. A couple of their key players, a junior and a senior, that were integral part of their team coming in tonight, were knocked out of the ball game. But it was good marching down the field. And how about that 90-yard drive? That was methodical there in that second quarter, just down the field. No mistakes at all. Perfect drive.
You know, when you start out a drive with a penalty, it kind of makes everything a little tough. It's definitely a drive killer. But when we can come out and stay off that penalty board and just stick to the things that we're good at, running that ball. We got a good set of backs and just feed them the ball a little bit and let them make something happen.
Well, this is really the first time tonight or all year on a consistent basis where we saw the offensive line really open up some big holes for the running backs to run through.
It was. They're starting to get disciplined and they're starting to learn their schemes a little bit. I know a lot of them are upperclassmen and they know kind of what is expected of them and where they're trying to go, and they know that we got those good backs back there that can really read those blocks and make cuts off of them. So,
and it was tough at times as well with some penalties. You guys are set back, but this is really the first time all year we've seen Scott City fight through some of that adversity with some penalties there, and one of them that was highlighted was the 3rd and 26 play, that 54-yard pass to Marshall Froh that set it up the final score before half.
Coming out and getting those penalties and getting backed up, it's rough. Mm-hmm. But Marshall's a good athlete, and just trying to throw him up the ball and give us a chance.
Absolutely, there and a defense after the opening series, I thought the defense settled in a little bit and had an opportunity. They had some picks, forced five turnovers overall tonight. Got to be pretty happy going +3 in the turnover departments, and it was highlighted by Adrian Rillis' interception there, falling back.
falling back and with his club there, he had great concentration trying to find the ball and just being able to make a play off that tip.
And you know, Wyatt's strip sack and fumble recovery was quite impressive as well. That was good team play there with your DNs there, with of course Kyle on one side and Wyatt on the other.
You know, both those defensive ends, they do well. They do their jobs and they string things out and they make things happen. And that, I mean, that's just a heads up play. You really can't teach that kind of stuff. They just got to kind of fill it out for themselves and make things happen.
Well, you step out of league next week. You have a third home game of the year at home against the Wellington Crusaders. Last check, Wellington was down at half to Collegiate 14-7. But this is an improved team from a year ago for Wellington. They were winless last year. They're 3-1, and at worst 3-2, 4-1 coming into Scott City next week.
Yeah, they're a good team, and you know, they've picked up some pretty good wins early in the season, and you know, with them returning a lot of kids from that team last year, I think they're pretty hungry for any win that they can get, and going against Collegiate and being able to play with them a little bit. I mean, they're going to be a tough team.
It's assistant coach Dakota Hayes joining us here tonight in the post game. Beavers win it here 42-11 over the Ulysses Tigers. They get their 10th win in the last 12 in the series. Coach, congratulations on the big victory tonight, and we'll see you in town next week.
Sounds good. Thank you, Adam.